How to hack into your car wirelessly. U.S. gasoline prices are plunging, but electric car sales are soaring. And what if you invited the automotive media to look at your newest car, but nobody cared to show up? All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for November 10th, 2014. Did you know that hackers can get into your car through any wireless entry point? That includes the tire pressure monitoring system, the Bluetooth connection, and any Wi-Fi or cellular connection. And once they're on the CAN, they're in. The CAN is the controller area network and controls all the electronic systems in a car. And now, an Israeli software company called TowerSec says it has developed a software solution that can prevent cars from being hacked. The system made its debut on a concept car at the Paris show from Segula Technologies. The software patch is called ECU Shield, which listens for abnormalities on the vehicle's CAN. If the software detects an abnormality, it blocks or eliminates it. TowerSec says its software can be embedded in any ECU for less than $10 per car. We'll have more details on this system coming up soon. Despite plummeting gasoline prices, sales of electric cars are growing fast in the U.S. market. There are now 14 models of EVs, and about 7,100 of them were sold last month, up an impressive 80% from a year ago. The Nissan Leaf tops the sales charts with nearly 2,600 sold, up 30%. But Tesla's Model S saw its sales jump 62%. The BMW i3 is already the third best-selling EV, but then there's a big drop-off in the numbers. Kia's electric Soul, which is brand new to the market, beat out the Fiat 500e, and that rounds out the top five. EVs still represent a small sliver of the market, only one-half of 1%. But then again, they're not for sale in most states. Mercedes-Benz is a cheating car company? What's this about? According to a report from the Transport and Environment Federation in Europe, Mercedes manipulated the European test cycle to get the best fuel economy figures. We are shocked to hear that any car company would try to get the best results out of a test. But as we've been reporting for years, the European test is something of a joke. The report shows that the gap between real-world fuel economy results and the test results is a whopping 31%. That means European drivers are paying an additional 500 euro or $620 a year at the pump versus what the test label says they should. Still to come, the blingiest car to ever hit the market. Takata is in deeper trouble than we ever imagined, and Japanese media yawn at the newest car from Lexus.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Even though the Chinese government is trying to crack down on extravagance, we know that bling is still big in China. So meet the Pombron Black Shark from Latvia's Darts Motors Company. The hand-built luxury SUV aimed at Chinese consumers kind of looks like a tricked-out armor-plated Mercedes G-Wagon, but it comes with ridiculously special features like crowd suppression lasers, anti-paparazzi electrified door handles, and one customer even had the hood encrusted with Swarovski crystals. Obviously, if you have to ask the price, you can't afford it. But if a zombie apocalypse does ever break out, run down to your local dealer. Geez, Takata could be in much deeper trouble than anyone imagined. The New York Times reports that the company deliberately hid airbag problems it uncovered back in 2004. Two former employees say that they secretly conducted tests, discovered what was causing the problem, and even began working on a fix when company executives ordered them to stop the tests and destroy the data. You know, we don't think this has ever happened before to a major automaker. Automotive News reports that Lexus canceled a media event for its new RC Coupe in Japan because they couldn't get enough journalists to attend. Toyota PR blamed the country's declining interest in cars. But for people whose job it is to report on new cars, not to show up? Never seen that one before. Hey, do executives at American automakers really care that their passenger cars do not sell as well as the Japanese ones? We'll get into that right after this.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
American automakers are great at selling trucks and utilities, but not so good with passenger cars. What's wrong with this picture? That's one of the topics we talked about on AutoLine After Hours, and here's a taste of that discussion.
The durability of the brand strength of Honda and Toyota is a remarkable thing to behold, and that's part of it. So, I mean, honestly, I don't think a Toyota Corolla is a better car than a Ford Focus or even a Cruze, for that matter. You know, sort of spec for spec, feature for feature. But they have a really durable brand image in that segment. I also agree that the Detroit 3 are not weeping great big tears about selling crossovers.
Oh, absolutely.
SUVs, you know, Chevy Suburbans and trucks and getting their people.
That's a good point. Crossovers are the new passenger.
They are. I mean, if you look at, I know we're all here in Detroit, but I'm going past Buick Encore after Buick Encore after Buick Encore. And yes, I'm in Detroit, and yes, I know most of those might be employees, but nonetheless, those employees did not buy the Sonic or some similar size compact car. They bought the Encore. The other problem, which I think we were alluded to when we were chatting offline, is that with gas prices in the heartland of the country at $2.99, and even on this coast,
I paid $2.78 the other day.
Yeah, this is going to become a sport. Is, you know, how low can you go? A lot of consumers, especially I think the domestic brand loyalists, are saying, look, you know, I don't have to squeeze myself into a tiny subcompact. I'll buy something else. And so they're buying the crossover versions of the Fusion. I mean the Focus crossover version of that is the Escape. People are buying Escapes or competing in, you know, compact crossovers. And again, I think if you administered truth serum to top executives at Ford and said, you know, how broken up are you by this trend? They'd say, we're not broken up at all. Are you kidding me? We get more revenue per vehicle.
You can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and have a great day.